Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The show goes on, boys and girls. We haven't figured out our top five yet tonight. We have not figured out our top five yet tonight. What are we thinking? What are we thinking, boys? What are we thinking?
What's National Day today?
I don't know. I can look it up.
We'll save. You want to do some Rangers themed?
We'll just save that. We still got tomorrow to do that. Mm-hmm. We'll save something Rangers themed for tomorrow. Don't forget. Are you producing tomorrow for us?
I'm not. I'm on Thursday though.
Okay. Because we got haikus tomorrow, so we'll do something Rangers related for haikus.
I haven't got another shot on my haiku. If Tim's listening, I need my redemption arc on my haiku.
Do.
So.
No, you really do. You really do. How did you do on your first haiku?
It was a ChatGPT one.
Yeah, that's right. You screwed that up. That's really been your only blemish so far.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been pretty standout since.
I'd like to think so,
Don't gas him up too much, Fred.
No, I mean, he was a disaster at haikus.
There we go.
Okay.
We go. Like, keep that going.
Again, just... I'm not going to say it was Evan Carter. Let's send him down to AAA bad.
Wow. Maybe AA?
Was it like a Kumar Rocker first start of the spring training kind of bad?
Oh, for sure. Like, let's put it this way. You didn't get disqualified, although I think, did we disqualify him for doing ChatGPT?
I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
Your other producer getting DQ'd twice.
I was going to say.
That's sticking in the brain.
Khaki Kev has been disqualified twice from haikus. So, And the unfortunate part is that the second time he actually used a syllable counter and still got disqualified. So,
and his girl's an English teacher,
and his girlfriend had to redeem him. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
Okay, we're getting some texts in. Top five Asian girls. Top five Fred After Dark searches. Top five ways to adjust your junk in public.
Wow. Come on, what are we doing here?
I'm just reading the text.
What are we thinking?
His haikus seem to be written by Nico. I guess that's that new guy, Jake.
Damn. Yeah, you're gonna have to come back from that.
I'm gonna have
to. That's rough. I mean, his top five, his debut of top five was to this day legendary.
You could argue that was my best top five as well.
Stella Rax.
Oh, it's there's nothing to argue. It is, hands down, it is. But yeah, you've got something to do. You got some making up to do. So 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Chime in if you've got a top five that you want us to consider. Let's hear it. You get a blanket or leave it for next segment, by the way?
Yeah, remember it's the Rangers one, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Done. I showed you it before the show. You said that's perfect.
I don't recall that.
Speaking of ChatGPT.
You don't remember the Rangers?
Oh, that was the top 20 things to do. That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was.
Slim it down to 10.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Did you not, when I said that pre-show, that just, you said that's perfect. And I said, okay, yeah.
Actually, I wrote it down for its own segment.
Interesting. Yeah, you said, do you have a blank or leave it? I showed you that.
Actually, you know what? A lot going on before the show. A lot going on today.
So
my head's filled. Look, I'll tell you right now, I haven't smoked in 2 days.
Okay.
And, you know, the first few days are the roughest. I mean, I'm swimming
in
just discombobulation right now.
Okay.
I can't see. I got brain fog. Like, it's real. It is real.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Someone said top five Rangers of all time, top five cereals in honor of, I don't even know what that is.
Top five. We've done
top
five
cereals. We've done that actually twice.
I was going to say, we've done top five cereals. We're not doing that.
Cereals has to be retired. We've done top five breakfast items.
Let's put it this way. We're done with cereal for the rest of 2025.
Yeah.
You know, unless something happens in the cereal world that, you know, unbeknownst to us. But yeah, I'm done with cereal for the rest of 2025.
There you go. No more cereal eating for Fred.
No, I'm going to still eat it. Someone's not going to talk about it.
If Travis Hunter was a top 12 corner and averaged 3.5 catches and 60 yards a game and finishes with 4 to 6 touchdowns, would you be happy, Fred?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't have a problem. Like I said, I don't have a problem with him being a sometimes receiver. But at the same time, too, like, this ain't the Big 12. So I'm curious to see what he's going to look like at the NFL level. Because here's the other thing, too, and this is what Champ Bailey pointed out. You don't get the same meeting time on both sides of the ball.
Correct.
Right? And you're not getting the same practice time. So they're going
to... I don't need him to get any meeting time on offense. Run a go.
Yeah, why
run
not?
A slant said, or give me the ball.
It. That's it.
On defense, I need you locked in. But I'm saying on offense, I doubt they're going to make it complicated for him.
What's that?
I doubt they're going to make it complicated for him on offense. If he's playing full-time defense, go in the slot, this route.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, I just think if it was that easy, why don't more players do it?
Because they don't have the stamina to do it. I think that's the biggest thing. Not that they're not talented enough, but they probably don't have the stamina. Travis Hunter's stamina, I think, is underrated. When it's asked a question about what's harder, playing both ways on baseball, Shohei Ohtani pitching and that, or football, he said football, and his reasoning was stamina, not because he thinks he can hit a baseball or throw a baseball. He just says the physicalness on your body, how I keep myself in shape, being able to run. I mean, think about it. How many times, 3-4 times, especially that Baylor game comes to mind, fourth quarter and overtime, and he's making game-winning plays. He's not just out there. Like, a lot of people love to point to that on Twitter who actually don't watch the games. They're like, oh, he played so many snaps. Cool, that's all we're saying. He played snap count. No, he was making impact plays throughout the game.
Yeah.
He was the best receiver every time he was on the field. He was the best athlete on defense every time he was on the field. He's making fumbles on the goal line to win a game. He's making game-winning catches down the field. So do I think Travis Hunter is going to be the best receiver and the best corner? No, I think he'd be pretty dumb to think that. But do I think he'll excel really highly on one and be above average in the other? That I do.
I don't, and I think that's the ceiling. I do. I really, really do.
I'm not putting a ceiling on Travis Hunter. So
we'll see. I mean, I am genuinely intrigued to see how it works out. Again, I have no question about him as far as, you know, whether it's a cornerback, if he decides to go that route in the NFL. I am extremely intrigued. And look, I hope he proves everybody wrong. But when you got guys like the Champ Baileys of the world, who else? I think there was somebody else that talked about him as well.
We've gotten about 75 top fives now. No one texted in for a second, then everybody's texting the top five.
That's it. Sometimes you just got to
I'll read this, and then new guy Jake's got some stuff for us. Top five spicy chicken places. Random. Top five jersey numbers of all time. Top five Cheerio flavors. Top five beaches. Top 5 2025 NFL draft surprises. Well, they haven't happened yet, so I guess we can't really.
Are we predicting what those surprises might be?
I think so. It'll trade. I mean, we're just throwing.
Travis Hunter declaring himself as a quarterback. That would surprise me.
And these are all different people. I love how it's just weird. No one said anything about the top fives. I didn't even think we said a top five, and then everybody just texted around. Top five late night munchie snacks. Top five places you would go out with your wife or significant other. Top five two-way players in any sport. I don't know if there's that many to choose from.
I was going to say, I don't. I mean, we may just have five. just name me five.
Top five worst NBA GMs. Top five DFW draft bus. I'd have to do some research on that. I don't know if I can just come with that on the
cup. Those aren't bad choices. I mean, we'll definitely, we might have to put some historical research behind some of these.
People said if it was so easy, why don't do it more to Ohtani? Top five places you go out with your, the same one. Top five greatest athletes of all time. I'm not doing that off the cup. Top five college basketball players in the last 25 years.
Chet Holmgren does not look healthy. I mean, he is, but God, he's skinny.
And then someone said, what happened to YouTube? Are we off YouTube?
Uh-oh. Are we off the YouTube?
I don't know. That's just I'm just going off what they texted.
On the YouTube.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay. Top five things you to do when you got nothing to do. We know number one on Fred's list is Goonies.
No, it's not. No, it's that you saw my you saw my For You page.
Give it a refresh.
Whoa, because it's going to change in the last
it does
30 minutes?
It does change.
Oh, because I've been...
Doesn't mean that. It just changed.
I've been geeking out for the last 30 minutes I've been gooning on the last 30 minutes.
Go ahead, Mark.
You know, you're a goon, okay? How about that?
Top five sex positions by the 817.
Wow. Not a bad choice, though.
And I'd rather not do that with you two guys and just sit here and start naming positions left and right.
What's your favorite, Fred? Oh, I see that. Yeah, for sure.
I'd rather not.
We did. It's incidentally enough, we did discuss that once on Drive Time Radio in Houston. Me and Josh Innes did. True story.
Top five DFW general managers.
Okay.
When we just named the, you'd have to do like top three.
Maybe he means of all time.
Okay, I'm like
maybe he means of all. He's got to mean of all time. I mean,
Jim Neal, Chris Young, Jerry, Nico,
Steven. Okay. The guy that runs FC Dallas. Okay.
Can anybody, who's the GM of FC Dallas? First one to get it on the Tolo text line.
Jesus Partido. All right. Give us your 10-leg parlay.
All right. So I got a memory today on Snapchat. About a year ago today, I placed my first ever Prize Picks bet.
Okay.
How long ago was this? A 3 year ago? 2 year ago?
1 year ago.
One year ago?
I'm
reading texts. I apologize. 1 year ago.
Okay. Mr. Gives me a... What is he reading? A teleprompter and running away from him?
So in that
How many years ago was that, Jake? How many years ago was that, Jake?
All right, I need to get my ears checked.
So in that year, I have made $1,334.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say you made 1,300 bets. I was like, okay.
Is this net profit or just total?
This is total. I've net $758.
Pretty good.
On 101 lineups won.
Damn, money.
So today,
money bags.
I actually started this in football season. I made it a tradition for myself to put together a ridiculous parlay for the first game of football season. So what we got right now
But we're doing this for baseball.
We're doing it for baseball.
Okay.
10 legs for 164X. Okay. So it would turn $20 into $3,387.
Wowzers.
So the first leg, I picked a lot of ones from the Rangers-Boston game, I picked some regular ones. So what do you think of Paul Skeens over-under 7.5 strikeouts?
Ooh, that's a lot.
Against the Marlins.
Ooh, the Marlins are very bad at baseball.
They're not good.
Give me the over.
Give me the over? Okay.
I'll take 8 strikeouts.
That is a lot, though.
How many strikeouts did he have in his debut last year?
I don't know. I think he had 7 because it was against the Cubs. I remember that. Number 2, does Aaron Judge hit a home run on opening day? Yes or no?
Yep. Yeah, he does. Fred said no. I think he does. He knows Juan Soto just left. He's going to be trying to stamp, hey, it's okay that Juan's gone.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
They're playing Milwaukee.
Yeah. So who's on the bump for
Milwaukee,
them?
Milwaukee, for those of you scoring.
So probably Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, he's taking 1 yard. Okay, continue.
All right, moving on to some Rangers and Red Sox. Does Garrett Crochet have over or under 7.5 strikeouts?
He has under.
Under?
Rangers are ready to go.
You think the Rangers learned how to hit a fastball this year?
They're going to learn how to hit a fastball.
He throws pretty hard. All right, so you're taking the under.
Yep.
Zach Wheeler against Washington, over under 7.5 strikeouts.
Man, we can't have everybody having 20 strikeouts, so I'm going to take the under.
What do you think of over under 15.5 pitching outs?
For Wheeler?
So does he get through 6 innings?
Opening day, I think people are going to be cautious. I'm going to say under.
Under?
That means he goes through 6.
Yeah, because I could see.
I think everyone's going to be a little cautious.
Is this the Red Sox opening day pitcher?
No, this is Philly. Philly against Washington.
Oh.
Zach Wheeler.
Nah, he won't make it.
No? All right. Nathan Eovaldi, over under 5.5 strikeouts.
I'm going to let Fred answer. He said this is the guy that's going to get rocked.
Boston, by the way, did lead the MLB in strikeouts last year.
Great insight there.
Yeah, but Eovaldi didn't have a great spring, though.
Neither did Aaron Judge. I think he hit his first home run a couple days ago, if I'm not mistaken.
You're taking the under, Fred?
Give me the under.
On 6.5?
5.5.
Five, so you think he only gets 5 strikeouts at most?
Yeah.
I'm riding with the under, too.
Okay. Adolis Garcia, is he hitting his first of 50 home runs on Thursday?
Book it.
Book it? Okay.
Home run and a double in opening day. He's going to be the star of opening day.
Going back to last season, he's got 2 home runs in 5 games. So we got about a 40% chance here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Skeens had 7 strikeouts in his debut last year, then had 11.
I knew that number from trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, because both were against the Cubs. And then, 18 strikeouts.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, just mowed through you guys.
And the second game against us was like 7 of the first 8.
Wow. Yeah, he did that. He did 11 Ks in 6 innings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the 7 were in 4.
Yeah.
Just, I'll tell you what. Who are they playing? Who's he opening up again? Cubs? Yeah, give me 12.
They are playing Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Give me 14 strikeouts. He may break an opening day record for that, 100%. And then, I'll tell you what, his third start, he only had 3 strikeouts, didn't go below 7 until July.
Wow.
Is it a lock? I think it's a lock.
I mean, it's as good a lock. I mean, hitters are still trying to figure things out. I mean, it's kind of the old, defense.
But
it
does
starts
Paul
out
go that long?
What she said. 6 innings. 6 innings, you're getting 7 strikeouts.
Got to.
What's the over-under? 7.5?
7.5. Then he's 8. So he needs 2 innings of 2 strikeouts or more. And 1 in every other inning.
Scary part is he never went.
He didn't have a lot of. He didn't go very far in games.
No, he didn't. He was usually somewhere between 6 and 7 innings was the go-to.
I mean, that's
for
pretty
him.
Average.
Which, you're right. For today's baseball, that is pretty much. Yeah, if you can go 6 and then get your 7, 8, 9 guys, you're in good shape. So, now give me 8. Give me 8.
All right, I like it.
Because I could see him striking out a side.
I can, too.
In an inning.
I can see him opening the game with striking out the
I
side.
I could, too.
Can absolutely see
it. It is the Marlins, guys.
It is. I'm going against the Yankees. Tell me you took a Bobby Witt parlay here somewhere.
I did not have one, and I'll find a line for you.
Okay.
Corey Seager, over under 1.5 hits.
That's 2 hits. I'm going to take the under.
All right.
I don't think he gets 2 hits.
Give me 1. Give me the under, yeah.
Wyatt Langford, over 0.5 stolen bases.
Give it to me. He's aggressive opening day. Boach, ready.
Set the tone.
Set the tone.
Mm.
He's getting them a steal. Pitchers are still figuring out their groove with their catcher.
Yeah.
Not throwing out Wyatt Langford. Yeah. Home crowd.
But the Rangers don't strike me as a let's manufacture some offense kind of team, though.
Yeah.
Now, Bochy is a National League guy, so he is about moving runners over. I don't know, but he's third in the lineup, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
He's batting in front of who?
Are you having runners on the move in front of Jock?
No.
Probably not.
No. No. So, no. Give me under.
All right, Jarren Duran, the tennis racket man himself, over 0.5 doubles.
For game one? No.
Yeah.
No.
So he's no extra base hits?
No.
Okay. Give me the over.
Okay.
No.
Rafael Devers, does he go yard tomorrow?
Ooh, he could. Goes yard to get him out. I think that's Eovaldi's. Yeah.
He's
give
got
me the over.
6 home runs against the Rangers in his career.
Yeah, give me the over. Eovaldi's, he's going to let someone go yard. Very hitter-friendly park.
Won't be Devers. Won't be Devers.
Nope.
He'll pitch around him.
All right. I'll make sure to go back and listen to this when I put my parlay together. If I win $3,000, I probably won't quit my job, but me and Fred disagreed
on half of them. So,
would you send any money and put it on Luigi Mangione's books? That's the real question. Coming up next. Blake It or Leave It. Globe Life Field style. What does that look like? We'll discuss next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.